Good evening, everybody. Nice to see everybody here today. Don't make it up here too often, but that's all right. Here we go. So this lesson today is Jesus has come to save. Chloe read Luke 2, verse 1 to 21, and that basically forms the reality of Jesus returning or coming to earth in the flesh for the first time. And I think through the study of God's Word, we learn that Jesus is the only Savior. He has come to save sinners. On the basis of what statement, some would ask, why is Jesus the only Savior? And or, why is saving sinners the main purpose of His coming to earth? So who is this child? We had no other scripture than Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, we would have our answer. It says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
His name is Jesus, which means Savior. He shall save. And his name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Also, further on in that passage, Matthew 1, verse 23. I invite you to search the scriptures from the beginning to the end, and you will find that Jesus is the only God, the only Savior. Isaiah 45:21 says, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I also invite you to search the scriptures beginning from the end. From the beginning to the end, you also find that Jesus is the only Redeemer. Isaiah 44:6 says, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Further on in that book, Isaiah 49:26 says, all flesh, breaking into the thought, all flesh shall know that I am the Lord, and am the Savior and thy Redeemer. Further on, chapter 54, verse 5 says, for thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Jeremiah 50, verse 34, their Redeemer is strong, the Lord of hosts is his name. Once again, I ask you to search the scriptures from the first verse to the last, and you will find that Jesus is sinless, the only sin the Savior can forgive, the sin of the sinner. Hebrews 4:15 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched for the infirmities, for our feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like us as we are, yet without sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, which knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 1 Peter 2:22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Later on in the New Testament, 1 John 3:5, you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Saving sinners was the main purpose of Jesus returning, coming to earth. While here on earth, Jesus performed many miracles and did many mighty works. However, as we study the Bible, we discover the main purpose of his coming to earth was to save sinners. We are all sinners. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As sinners, we need a Savior. As Jesus is the only Savior, we need Him, the sinless God, to enter our lives, to save us from our sin. If we cannot be saved by anyone else, or by any other means than that of Christ being born and dying for sinners, why would Jesus leave the beauty, the glory, the bliss, and the righteousness of heaven to come to earth full of vile, unrighteous, unholy sinners, knowing that He would have to die for us all? We cannot save ourselves by being good. By keeping the law. By baptism, by church membership, by confirmation, or communion, or any of the myriad of worldly works that so many other churches and religions around the world like to press upon people. No one else can save us, as of Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven given among men where ye must be saved. The Bible clearly teaches us that Jesus came to save sinners. John 3:17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Luke 9:56, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy the lives of men, but to save them. Amen. And later on in Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible also clearly tells us to what extent Jesus is able to save. In 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able to save them to that come to God, to him, come by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Now I know I quoted a lot of scripture here today, and that's certainly by design, because the word of God is quicker and sharper than a two-edged sword. But I just wanted to make it clear, what is this really about? Now, you can have somebody here quoting a lot of verses to you and a lot of scripture and a lot of stuff, but what does that mean for us? Now, the Bible teaches us in Romans 3:23, the wages of sin is death. So, the wages of sin, the consequence of sin, the reality of sin is death. Now, the Bible teaches us that there is a second death that it speaks of in Revelation, but also it says here, but the fearful in Revelation 21:8, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, you may not have murdered somebody, you may not have be a whoremonger or sorcerer, but I can tell you right now that if you look back in the Old Testament, what it takes, what an abomination is, and also what it says here in the last reference here is all liars. Now, you don't have to look too far back in your file to realize that you are a liar. I can tell you right now that, put my hand up, amongst all these other things, even it says in the scriptures that if you hated your brother, you are a murderer. It doesn't take much. God's standard of righteousness is so high. But that's not a result of, this is just the manifestation of what we see as a sin. These are just varying flavors of sin, if you can put it that way. The true problem is our heart. The true problem is the sin nature we are born with. It has nothing to do with one sin being worse than others. We categorize those in our human flesh condition, but the result is that in Revelation here, a liar is the same as a murderer, same as abominable. It all gets you there. It all gets you to the lake of fire and brimstone. Now, what is this? What caused that? What caused that? That's the original sin from Adam. That is a result of our fallen, lost condition, our nature. Our very sin nature is to do the things against God. Now, so how can we be saved? How many names by which we give the various religions in this world, but in reality, there are only two. There's two in this world, I'll tell you that right now. The two religions in this world are the religions of works and the religion of grace. Works is every other religion in this world that you can add to the list we give them many names. If it's Islam, if it's Mormonism, if it's JWism, all the isms out there, I can tell you right now that they all rely on some form of works, some form of human intervention to get you toward God. If it's self-sacrifice, if it's a religious practice, if it's some form of dogmatic belief, it is not what God has required. God's already provided His Son. Today is the day, or coming up to the day, on the December 25th is the day we celebrate, the world celebrates, Jesus Christ coming to earth in the flesh. He came to earth to die on the cross for us. He demonstrated us to us from the scriptures. You can see there that His sole purpose was to, one, prove that He was God, and second of all, prove that He was the only sacrifice acceptable to pay our sin debt. Now understand here that, you know, Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, not while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I'll read that again, just so we can understand the depth of that love. "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Imagine that. Imagine that. Somebody who is an offense to you, and I don't think you have to really... You could be the nicest guy on this planet, but there's somebody out there, some person out there that just grinds your gears. Somebody out there that offended you, drove you nuts, whatever the case may be. Now imagine dying for that person. Now imagine being in Jesus Christ's shoes, perfect, sinless, blameless, and dying for us in our state, an offense unto Him. That's why He came.
Amen.
It also teaches us in Luke 13:3, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." So what does that mean? Except ye repent. Except ye, meaning you, repent, you shall all likewise perish. Today is the day. Today is the day you must make your decision. Today's the day to turn to Christ for your salvation. It's understanding that without the Lord coming to earth in the flesh, that we would be utterly hopeless. That is why we have such joy at this time of the year. So many people are unaware that the little baby in the manger is the same Jesus that hangs on the cross and the crucifixes a lot of people like to wear around their neck. It's the same person. Today's the day to come before God. Faith toward God. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's the day. Make that decision. You don't have to make an ordeal of it. It is a huge undertaking, but you can do it right there and there. It doesn't have to be come to the front. It's between you and God. That's all it is. We've all got our own baggage. We've all got our own burdens. But it's all about your relationship between you and Christ. That sin debt's been paid. You've already got your debt paid. Today is the day of salvation. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the people that have come here today, for our sermon. And we pray for Your blessing. And thank You for that. And we pray that You may find this time a benefit and a blessing to yourselves. And Lord, if there's anybody out there who's unsaved, Lord, help us to help the word to pierce their heart, Lord, and to understand that this is the day. This is the day they need to be saved. Understand Your free gift of salvation, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.